Okay, so we're going to start with the prayer there on the top, just that one verse on the top. I go for refuge into enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teaching, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge into enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teaching, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. I go for refuge until enlightenment to the Buddha, the teaching, and the spiritual community. By the merit of giving the teaching, may I achieve Buddhahood in order to help all living beings. So then we're going to start with a verse from Nagarjuna. It's from his letter to a friend. Even more stupid than one who fills a jewel-encrusted gold vessel with filth is the person who, after being born a human, performs evil deeds. So it's the example is of a person who's very foolish, just a worldly person who just kind of stumbles upon a golden vessel that has all these jewels on the outside, and then he's decided to use it for putting a lot of as it says here, filthy things in, filling it in, you know, using it to keep very, you know, to transport very filthy things. Then if anybody saw him, right, anybody in the world saw him, then they saw him doing this, then they say, oh, this person is really foolish, to do like that. Well, even more than that is to be reborn as a human being, and then to use your life for accumulating what we call sinful karma or destructive actions that harm others. What's wrong?
So sorry, I was just asking if you could try mute because I hear heavy breathing.
Okay, very good.
Don't do that with the game, you know.
Thank
kanzi rangwa ju chi tuyene pa suma ju pa da suka na shi. Kari che ma chi, yaga che samya suso rangwa yo re. Kari che samya suso rangwa chende de chi ma nika suso rangwa yo re sige wara. Tundu dabashi kye suna kaya rangwa ke yo marwa. Ti yu rangwa yu be kapti la sab sab che che. Ti be chwe pa ki be chwe tru ne. Chende le suso yangu che tewa si ne tumi. Chi ma la tewa rotun be che gu re sige wara. Ti che ma tu na da, dine lembe na ki lembe re sige wara.
Right. So if you're something like an animal who has to hunt to get food, and then is so if you're born like that, and then it you sort of an animal doesn't have any kind of choice. They're just going to in order to eat their prey upon other animals and collect a lot of in doing so are going to do destructive actions to others. Then, but we as human beings have independence. You know, they can't help themselves, but we have some kind of independence because of our intelligence. They don't have the same intelligence. Then we can distinguish what is a constructive thing to do, what's a destructive thing to do. And then if we don't use that ability when we have it, then that's really, a shame. That's terrible.
Oh, yeah. Sosui mezi di ko kia ku yora. Tiendi nga zu samlu na lako kandej yora sinu sosu di kia shimbo shimbo chik. Nga zu nga zu sayde. Tsele ndebar is kia shimbo chik. Ti che ni ti tanda tuye dan kange seye tanda liya. Kani kia shiye yora sengi samlu nga yora. Lugi cholam chepa kisu ichi yora. Lesa yora. O ti sadu za ko shenle ya tsewa di.
Of course, when we have to, we have an ability to understand that we have to provide for our lives or provide for ourselves, and then we enter into various actions in order to do that, to provide for our lives. But then if we, overestimate our personal, our self-interest, and then do actions that are harmful to others, then we should enter into. We should be careful not to enter into activities that are harmful to others.
No. Then the co-church is not going to enjoy the Sunday of the Ramdin Tasum de Sunday of the Tiba Panka, what to be a church, the Yas, the Sumiora. Oh, Chief de Yashu de Da, Lo Chani Chimachima, Chiesuta, Lo Chani Chen of the Tabbe Shenche Basse. So, so de Ketchamu Mazivishamas, Mes, the Ketchamu Say, the Pashache. Rangle ni shen kaya shiwa tsi che. Shen bian samlu shen chi tangi changju samba samba. Takbe shen chi bian changju samba si. Chungne tila chungbu rei si gwa ra. Ta di ma zhuwa yi na. Kani nga zhu da kongzo shi che, ni rin chi ya ge. Ti meba che che. Mi kanga dewa ndula dunga mendula tang ya re. Tak cho da shen cho da, tili ni rin me chamba li chigwa ri chi ta gu rei si. Chakdangda, chadoda, rensipda, sopata, mi tizu ringi nyamu tuzu sebe chudi chegu reesu wa, chungadi. Rangke chibu inaya,
So then, there's basically the practices of three different kinds of persons that we have to, train in. It's a kind of, and the highest of those is this type of person who's rather than helping, themselves, they are thinking only about themselves, are only involved in their own self-interest, and they're only thinking about others. They practice so that they're only working for the sake of others, and so they're. We tend to think of ourselves as more important than others. So they're changing this orientation so that they think of others as more important than themselves. And then right below that is one that's a little bit more self-oriented, where you're pursuing your own self-interest, but in relative to the first one, or the highest one, the third, it's actually there in three, there's three, this is the highest one we just talked about. Then the middle one is where the practitioner is sort of the middle level of practice, we can think of it like that, the intermediate level is where you're eliminating any kind of partiality, any discrimination between your friends or persons associated with yourself and then others. You're thinking of you're trying to make those without any discrimination, or how would you say it, impartial, being impartial towards all, and and then within that, doing whatever you can to reduce your competitiveness and jealousy, and we call these kind of pride, these kinds of negative emotions, you can call them, and or afflictive emotions, and that's kind of the middle practice. Then the sort of the minimal level practice for a Buddhist practitioner is to not harm others, to avoid any kind of harm to others.
Rangi sem ni onso das sem di number taba ya bo changma so des din sanje temba yes sanje chum den de ki ten de o ti ten gi ore
the Buddha said in one of his discourses that dikpa jiyam is not to do any kind of destructive actions, harmful actions to others, and to do whatever you can of constructive actions, and bring them to perfection. Then to purify, maybe, or to one way, I guess, and also to just sort of. Yongsu Dak means to duel. They also have duel. This is Dak. To purify your own mind, to eliminate any kind of defilements of the mind. This is what the meaning of the Buddha's teachings.
No, tiende tako kiwa bhusun tsokpa chaya de karayas na nga ranzu semli ya tangbu ne soso le chepa de yuwa ra rang le chishu, rang ke chishu, rang le tsawa yuwa ra, rang le chamba yuwa ra di je li ya ane rang ke nyen dren dren pa ma ta bingji dan, zhugu dan, sa zang de chichi ya si yungu ra di kashay li ya ko sem soso le pacho de ke chewa tsiye chiye yuwa ra nganzu li ya tsam tsam li ya soso le ya jang soso bu shun tila chik tindwe Gechewa siye chi yungu yuwa rados dos. Ani soso naishin ki pige chamba kolo yaga chi chungna sam ning thakba ne dewa da dewe gyudan dena sam dunghe di mena sam tzawa derwa. Yaga chi chungna su chamba derwa. Dunghe mena sam tzawa derwa. Ani rangi putung rabshi na kashel sem nyomba chigba rishi tato chigidwa. O dinde nganzu rangshin lenji ki samlu na dos dosu yuwa ra. O da di ya yaru yaru dan yare. Chambe semde yaru taane rangi nyendri kyachiru taane mi chigla kum, tene chigla kum, chala kum, tende tende chi yaru taane. Tsewe semde dunghe da trena, dunghe gyu da trena sambade shendala peche chigwa yungya tabshi shia. Tangnyumde kanga, simje kanga, mi kanga, tewandele dunghe mendewe kyanyaru sam nyumbe semke. Ani sule yabu chungna, susu kasa chile yabu chungsuna chato kik marwa. Oh, yang bu cungsu juga samkola, dewa de tanda dewa cungsu ti de macam ni, yang bu tenje cung na samgurwa. Udi nasiing ke kaya samsi doa. Penjau yang bu yu nanda, lojong yang bu yu nanda. Ani si kari pusum cawar kari yu nanti, oh juga kau tenje yang bu cungsu sam susu, putung dapsi ni kau yang gurwa. Udi nasiing ke sam dos dosu yuar ngaju cemi sih doa ti le. Kau asih mici yang bu cungsu kau cia. Dubu chungsu na ti seya ta mena samya. Dewa chi tomna yaa chungna samya. Sangma la chigba ra chi taya, dosu dosu samsang la yungu yo re. Mi kashe kashe liya, nyung nyung liya. Dan di pa kya kye she, rangshin li yoybe ko tsewa ta, chamba ta, tangnyum ta, kawa dezo. Simche shenda tola pa kya kye she, kya chir chir tangu re esi yo re. O chu che di re.
Then, so we have our relationships, close relationships to our family and friends and so forth, that where we like, if for our children, for instance, we might want them to have all sort of anything that's good. We want them to just have what's the best for them, and we have some kind of thought like that, or, you know, for those close to us. And also that we don't want them to have any kind of difficulties. These are really, well, when you want them to have something, all the best things, then that's called love. You know, you want them to have happiness. And then where you want them not to have any kind of suffering then, or any difficulty, then that's what we call compassion. Now, in these practice, for the practice of the teachings, of the Buddha's teachings, then what we're for when the Buddha says, what do you say? Perfect, I guess we can say, perfect any kind of virtues or constructive actions. The second line of that verse, he's saying that we have these things and then we're trying to increase them and make them better, you know, our love and the natural love and compassion that we have, so that then we can extend that to whomever we meet, whether it's a friend or just basically anybody, even our enemies. And then so we also have this feeling of something called joy. Another, the first two are part of what we call the four immeasurables. Then the third one is something called joy, or sympathetic joy sometimes. And that's where we're, if something good happens to others, then we just feel very, happy that any kind of, you know, when they have happiness and don't have any kind of suffering, then we're just very, you know, what do you say, overjoyed or very happy for them, right? That's the idea of joy. And then when you also, that kind of thing is something that we have, right, in our close relationships to others, and then we're trying to extend that towards all beings. And then also we have this idea of impartiality in our, we try to have our feelings in an impartial, you know, our good feelings towards those close to us in an impartial way. But then, so then we're trying to, in practicing the Buddhist teachings, we're trying to extend that impartiality towards all beings.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, yeah. No, dear, do that go, Mazu, Tagi. Tikwa sagi am tindri samru tam bine tikwa sagi amare sava sagi mare tan tan nashi ta tan ta bi na rwa ani nge ma tikwa sa shab de mang sha sim jen den rwa she ni tikwa sagi yora nga jo chi to kala ye ne chi den rwa she ni chi bis mi se ya da ja ri ja ta ka ga sim jen den den ni yong yo rwa ti de tikwa da ya de le ko tindri samru tam bine nge ma phan de ba she ba de tan da ko dong ye ta ya de tu ka ga da du yo ra pen gi yo ra
So then, we were talking about avoiding any kind of harmful actions destructive actions, and that's something that, you know, to do from right now on. But then there, we have done harmful, destructive actions to others in the past. And those were all done in relationship to others. And so then what's helpful to sort of get rid of those, and whatever kind of residue is left by those former destructive actions, then these virtues of love and compassion and joy and impartiality, because they're oriented towards, you know, a very constructive way towards thinking of others, then they're the best method to eliminate any kind of residue from those former actions.
Oh, yeah. Tako de dagas tinde chewo rese yonga chewo rese ne namsa yongu marwa de juse samla tang korwa juse samla tang gi ore juse de ji khasum re samla tang gi ore chik de kar si gore se na ta nang be chu ne shi je ne rwa chilo gi chi shin na se le so ba kangal ko nge li ya ju re de yo kor ma do yongu mar ya ya ten do ne pe ya ya de yo rwa Papa dendro ne chimela yako medon rije medo sha tini ya te sun de sha ya te tab ya chi ke meda re ta na tele re je sa ol sha na to cha na chi cha go ro mo bo kangal chi mo bo chi shin na se lo so ba kangal ngue ma ya ndo ne ju re re che zo ai me ya ndo ro ma ma de ne ku chi do ya chi ora di na shin ga ra zu lu de sem ni na ne lu gi ju de la ya dendro ne pa me ku da pa ma ku chi ta de ya chi de sa da Bumra mambo, me mambo, Luke Charles, my young Yora. That's him about Dona Medatana, daughter of Shea, Saul, Benatosha, Gargar Chana Yachi, Durip Shea, Droviora. Tana, she same day, cause same Namashia, Yash and the Tendogore. The same Chima de, me, Shinduda, me, same the Tandana, she said, every day, my same Tramashi, young Dona, Kyo Langri, Kyo Chima, Yori, Kyo Namayora, Shea Yora. Well, it is here.
So then there's some ways, some methods, you know, relying on different kinds of reasons for improving our minds in these ways. And then one is establishing some kind of a belief a belief in former and future lives. If we look at how I guess we call them external cause and effect works. Plants, for instance, come from seeds, and then they grow, and then they dissolve into the ground, and that has some kind of a continuation where those decay and then cause, act as causes for future effects like growth of future plants and so forth. There's a chain of cause and effect, I think. You have to see in physical phenomena, and everything external is like that. Then the same can be said of our body and mind. Our body, if you sort of look back and see where it came from, the regenerative fluids, or however you want to say it, the sperm and ovum of our parents, you can go back, before that as well, as to where the actual physical being, our bodies came from, and where the generations the chain of cause and effect, anyway, of how our bodies, our present bodies, have arisen, and then they will also have their own chain of cause and effect into the future, and so this, we can say the same about the mind. The mind has arisen from its own previous causes, and then consciousness, we could call it, has its own previous causes, and of a similar type. Consciousness itself arises from consciousness, and then this will also continue into the future. What happens at death is that our mind becomes subtle. It dissolves into a very subtle form subtle form of mind. Then that has its continuation into our next life. So, and that's been true since into the past, and will be true into the future.
Oh yeah. Then they go to the same thing. Lui da sem si de ko sem de lui le ten de yor de ko sem de lui ne shi su su chuba ke lingi marwa nga zu shiag marwa. Sem koran de togri menge, kado menge, yi menge, gombe wange. Ya jen zhongi chigirwa. Lui di ko du du chuba zayagirwa. Di le ten de yor ma do. Chigba ma re. Ting san da me shiko leba koran sheba zha. Di chi chigidu sam. Di le ten de yor de sheba da lui ni de kaga re. Chigdi du du chuba re.
It's important to keep in mind that in our system, the mind depends upon the body. It's the mind itself is not a physical entity. It's something that's doesn't have any form and doesn't have any shape. Or color, you can say. Yeah. The mind is not made up of some kind of atoms or physical atoms, I guess we'd say, or physical particles. And whereas the body certainly is that way, but the mind is something that depends upon the body. It's not the same as the body. Nowadays, there's a belief that somehow that the mind and the brain or something somehow, the physical, because you're seeing some kind of reactions when the mind is as active, it's reflected in the brain, in the activity of the brain. But that's the body, or our physical body, our brain is the basis of the mind, what the mind is based upon.
Simje kanga kiwa nga ma ngati ndeshe yore samgore, ma yena mar sheba, par sheba. Ya sozu puda yena, pomuda yena, kare ne tindiri kabu yone, tina shi ya seya. Ya tokbu yende wa tindiri yena, lama ndaka yena. Sozu kashunda kare na, di na shi, ngini ngal kardin cha na shi. Simje kanga kiwa nga ma la tam yasa tindeshe yore. Sama par da mar ye sam, simje tamje mar sheba sikidwa. O tindiri samlu tanda kardin cha mure ye samje. Chambada tsewa de sozu pama le yeba nanshi kunzu le shaku gure samje gyusen ripchi de samu tangi wara nga zun nam yu kandun dundu sikidwa ma yu simjian tamje dewa da dewa gyudande mani ma yu simjian tamje dungay da dungay gyudande ma yu simjian tamje nyeri shi o seya di dire gyusen jik de samu tangi wara kyo nga shi yu na da dire ta shu sarako rasa yu amara tabar shi pama chikda chobu chikda chi nye nyedu chik gyanyo kore gyabtu umarwa
So once you've accepted that there are former and future lives, then it's easy to then reflect about how our former life could have very easily, you know, our former lives are then without any kind of limit, and so we could very easily have had a life like this life as a human with a father and a mother, and even as being reborn as an animal, it's very similar to in many cases very similar to being reborn as a human. You have a father and a mother, and then in those cases then we can think about how we've had these close relationships with all beings. If we then think of our lives as being without any limit, right? Our former lives without any limit in the past, or beginningless is another way of saying it. So then we can then deduce from that kind of thinking that all of our anybody we meet has had this close relationship with us in a former lifetime of being a father or a mother, and usually we say father or mother, but it's really, it means anybody who you like, you really have a close feeling to. It could be that all beings have been your mother, all beings have been your father. You can think in those ways, or you can think in brother or sister or close friend, or another way is saying it also has been my lama, my guru. All beings have been my guru, sometime my teacher in the former life. So the idea is then anyway to see all beings in this as being, somebody that you are close to and really like, that they all are that way, that somebody who you have a close affection for. So then when we're saying about these four immeasurables, about love and compassion. And then we say margyur in the beginning, we say may all beings have happiness and the causes of happiness, means all mother, another way of saying all beings, who are my mothers? We say like that, who are my mothers? So that's the meaning that you know, that you're putting in there, thinking of all beings as having had this very close relationship to you, whichever you prefer. It doesn't have to just be mother.
No,
So then if you try to develop these attitudes of love, compassion, joy, and impartiality within thinking of beings, of all beings in this light of them, them having a close relationship to you. Usually we think of mothers having the closest relationship, so then we say mother. But anyway, it's just that they all beings. You think the point is that you're having a kind of affection for all beings, and you're feeling very, you know, that they're very what do you say, appealing or attractive to you, and you have this warm feeling of affection for them. And therefore we say, you know, mother.
No, that you say ni bara si ya tele ko wang bu noa samlo se thora si tangi ora. Kare si za so so pama ta so so kasa to tulya tunge mena tunge juda chena samgi ora. Dewa yo na sam yaga si chuna sa duga ma chuna samba sa yo ora. Me shanda ganga chik bara wang ye kare kya bar che de yo ora samgure. So so dewa de chub gu dwa dewa sun za chub yo ora. So so nyende de to so dewa sun za chub yo ora kange de se yo ora. Me shanda la nga zu de chik bara was. Ra dewa yang du kande do tunga yang du kande do ti na shi dewa de la dunga ma de ba chik ba nya re wa sam gi ora. To ko dunga de me se shanda se gu ro ko yu sho ko duga chuna sam de ma di re sam gi ora. Ko dunga yin be shir kange sun za sel gu re sa. Ko la ya ga ju yo gu ra nga na shi ro ba rang pa ma na shi ka ga nga zu na shi ro ba dewa de re dunga me de re ko de dewa de ju sha re dunga de se ja re ko ya dewa de da na de ve ju da de na dunga de de na simje kanga tangnyum nge khashe ya bu khashe du bata ya kharo re chigba re dewan dile dung me do chigba da ho re sam o tin re sam lo chane ra ching ji so su jang ja so su pha ma jang ja di sam lo chung ju re ti chong ne na she re mi chong ne na za yo na le ga she re che du ma ro sam lo chung ju di chong ne na she re ti le ja sho mi kanga fa chigba da she ge ne ti lap chim bo mi ning du chim bo ya bu re ti tin re sam lo ta ni ya chu sen de chig di re ra rang chor chor ji jang jang sung ni ti jang jang ke shim bu ti dung se ya de wa tu ya ya wa jang jang sam da xian da gang ge ti yu shi de ya wu ma ru ma rong re
ne
gang ge gang ye ri chi ba ra sam ne u tin de cha ne ya sim je tam je de wa de gu re dung ge de che gu re ta tang nim le ne gu re su le ya wa chu na ga wa kom gu re sam sa sam lu chang ge wa ra
then that's the first way of thinking that helps to increase these four attitudes of love, compassion, sympathetic joy, and impartiality. Second one takes a little bit more thought, or you know, you have to apply yourself to this one a little bit more. But the idea here is that in the For just thinking about these are the beings that I have affection for and they're my mother or they're somebody I really like, is kind of like a little self-oriented or self-centered, or you know, it's preoccupied with yourself a little. Instead of that, this is a little harder to do, but to think of all beings as being just like yourself, okay? That they all, if you sort of have to notice that everybody is equivalent to yourself or the same as you are, in that everybody wants happiness and doesn't want suffering, just as you want happiness and don't want suffering. So then when you have this attitude of, oh, that everybody's the same, right? Everybody's the same in this perspective, okay? That everybody's the same, and that they all want happiness and don't want suffering. And therefore, wouldn't it be, shouldn't they have happiness, and shouldn't they be free of suffering? How wonderful it would be if they only have happiness, how wonderful it would be if they didn't have any kind of partiality, or they were totally impartial. Then they could, you know, you if you have this attitude of thinking of them as being the same as yourself, and wanting happiness and not wanting suffering, then this is a little better way of developing these four attitudes.
Kangba desa chongre desa de mitzu kalen jab tzu shing tzu soye che dil deni chongre wa. Nga zu ge sang gumar ma ka ti chimbur wa. Cha chi zo che le ten ma do so so jang jang ji shing na de ji shing li du ste de ne cho tu ye ko re yo ma ro wa. Sa kang gan ten ne me kang ga chi chi li ya chi chi ro ba ro che che so 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 de re sang bi ore. Kang ga chi ka she mo da su ye ji re ka je nam du su ye ji re. Ka ri na ko chi zo che le pen to ya ji shen da ji kalen jab ji soye che And this also, Yabuji dear to Guyora. So the catcher share to Guyora, Pamme, Chig, Love, Chimajan, and the Cooper's dear one, the dear one. Catcher share, Zero. You shan't a better come by Yagumar, and the rest drove it. Chancen Nation Roshagra, Ekoyala, did Langju, did the love was in the contrary Charwa. A tenacious sire to Yigris Love Guyora. Kaga Kanga love catcher, shame me, Kanga catcher share to me, Chaswa. And it came better, she passed into the Lel of Jemotan and Ron Nambrin and Rosaya to a Kanga Tanti. The Kanga Chick so so be me Kanga, me Chickichil Robaching, so the Samutangi. Shenda Kanga Pasha and Michig so so get never mind yet, ask Dana. Cook a pant over the cigarette, Chidam or Kashi, Tinamba Kanga the Kelling Mare. Ranley Shamba Chijujus. Kuraya Kia, a parche margin, a quare pant over the cigarette. Tinsang jago dua, tinsang kan juga ukur buat ini segitu dua. Tin bumbra siapa kan cuma jengke dua. Oh, tinsang jadi dah red dua, jika hari jadi anda sangat kuat mem dua. Nego macam nak kau cukup dia tu dua. Nego siapa nak kan juga yang bujang zira, yang bujang cawtu malu, tuan jadi macam orang jauh ais kejam ni cawtu malu. Tinsang kau di segitu cawtu ni. Nego macam nak susu ya lega di tuvel, nego macam nak pentol kan sih dia segiara. No. Chilia, Pando, Sosu Soya, the Kyokadu Yena, Mida, Chiso, the Simjan Chigger, Robach, and Sodia, some. And then Sosu Castle, Mikanga. Leaching getting up and the chicks did in their tallit juice. This yet.
So then, a third way then of increasing these four attitudes, of developing these, is another way of thinking about. Really thinking about the kindness of others, just how they how the, you wouldn't be able to, well, one way is you wouldn't be able to even talk, like Geshe-la was saying, that without somebody, like your mother having, you know, you wouldn't be able to talk and walk. You would be just like sort of speechless if nobody taught you how to speak, and you couldn't move if nobody taught you how to walk. And so then the idea is that all, if you think about it, really, then it's our relationship to others that makes it possible for us to live in any way. And for instance, you know, we just sort of get in a car, but we never think about the kindness of the people who made the car. We never think about the kindness of the people who made the house and that we're staying in, and how much they had to undergo some kind of difficulty, okay, in order to do these things. You know, there's one way of thinking that, you know, just, you know, that, which is sort of common nowadays, it's just, they just had to do it. It was their, you know, they're just, you know, supporting themselves, and they had to do it anyway. So what has that got to do with me? Something like that, you know. But in fact, you know, if you, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about that, in fact, they had to undergo some kind of a difficulty, right? Some kind of a sacrifice in order to do the things that they do. So then if we, in order to, that are now supporting us, the things that they do are not, that are now supporting us in all that we do. So then this is another reason that we can think over in when we develop these four attitudes.
Drupe Sansam Dehimba. That color the Zamba Kanga Zogi or Mikashi Mugi Shiriva. Takaja, that Pesha Haku, Zamba Son, the same Pesha Namdi in the Koma Kashem of the Tigma. Jalo taking Pesha Kazekona taking Mukazekona taking Zamba Ted Sigma. There's a co Pesha Kemarada. Tiago, what he did. As somebody, Lacha take you some Tigmare. Lacha Kemarwa, me soyet on the Kuyora. Cookie drag your marwa. Saint Yorwa. Leverage and the Susu Pento Yora. Miganga, Pata, the leveraging a kanga, Kashi Soda, and do Kashi Tin and Yore. Me chisel, Jilipanto, a leverage, Chede Yora Kanga. Kanga Milkoeji, leverage, Chede Yorwa. Sako Yunanda, Kariji, Yigiti, and that chisel, Chilkoeji Yora. The Kanga Ko, Kadin Sherage.
So we sort of just have to think over what you know, our community, or the kindness of our human society, and how they support us, you know. And then and for instance, there's a tendency to think that, oh, I'm paying this person, you know, therefore they're not really being kind to me by doing this whatever task that you're setting them to, and it would be great if we could just give them some kind of a piece of paper and they did all those things for us, you know. Like Geshe-la said, you know, a worthless piece of paper, and then we wouldn't have to give our money, right? but if we, you know, they need to support their own lives, you know, and so you're paying them so that they can support, you know, what do you say, sustain themselves, so that then they can help you to do all these things, right? So it's not like they're just going to take the money and run, you know. They're doing. They have to, you know, they have to support themselves as well. So then, when when we came into Bhutan from Tibet, for instance, the people there, we ran out of any kind of, what do we call it, zamba, or anyway, roasted barley flour, any kind of food. We were running out of food then. We didn't have anything. And then just to, because Druyula, the new death.
Sanzam de kar, was sanzam nige. Druyula sanzam lakash, or matangi yomar, because yom me chos gyo.
Oh, yom me chos gyo.
Rupichir was rupichir yom gyo ramazo.
No.
Drube melaka jums kamrichi yora.
No.
Tipajo de pebe sacha ramazo, the name on drube sacha lero.
Oh.
De konzuman drum me chos reguzili akasha yora.
No.
Tapandro ne, kemi yor and dotu yomar.
No.
Ta matangi yomar, te samba kanga zo yore.
Oh.
Samba chungiore, pogiore.
Rebe. Oh, chogiore.
Then Kashi, you were to such trees, a sour, a pet, tosha, any day you are a member. Then it's Samba Ragio, Martin, the Pesha, because I go not take you out. It's Samba saw the creatures here. Pesha, because I go not take you out. Yellow, the children, and Pesha should have taken Marwa. Taco Pesha, because I go not taking cigarettes, sure, a cope. Then a Ragio, Mare. Society, Tiri, Mother Sugar came, Mare said on that.
Oh,
bro.
So then, Pesha was telling the story that they weren't allowed to come into. Come into Bhutan, you know, it's kind of like a wall there, and that they couldn't go past, and so they didn't really couldn't return right to. Yeah, this is like in 59 when they were fleeing Tibet, and so then on the border they weren't allowed to come in, and they weren't allowed to go, and they couldn't go back, and so everybody was. They were, running out of food right there, and some people were like hiding the food under the ground, and some people were stealing it from each other, and then money there didn't have any kind of in that circumstance money had no meaning. It was the food, you just. However much money you gave to people, it didn't matter as long as you got something to eat, and so it was it's that kind of feeling about money doesn't really have that kind of value that we place upon it, right?
Mm-hmm. Tunda ko nangba kari shek do sinar wa. O ribe ne nga sigur wa. Narazu lega che nam gi sozu lega kari che du ne ti ko ti chul gyure tapshi che gur wa. Bena ke re chi lab gi yona. Ke re chi lab gi yona. Ti ko chigle chuba pa ne ko midin ji den kam dina de go du ke che du ko tu ba chi ha ko so ur wa. Chig de le chuba pa ne chi du ko ke chi lab gi yor wa. Di ka din chen bur wa ko gi wa re sozu pa lab gi yona dra nyeng gi yona dra. Tapsi chamde gyawa yure tapsi chagurwa.
Nah.
Sikla chubha guma sikdo, tarikba sikdo.
Nah.
And soarwa mandrij labgiyo na ko gyawa yin bari mi tsirungbu yunga da naza chaya da tindri tionda lupcho chigyo ra.
Mm-hmm.
Soarikba raji na soda rabji na karkhanda raji mi la kwaya di sugyo ra.
Mm-hmm.
Mi kwaya ku kanwa chido, kangba sogore, mota sogore, namru sogore, nyokwa lepure, karkar sone mi li chi kukutu samti di sugyo ra.
Nah.
Soarikba yina.
No.
Oh, and then so rigba. Tenzi rigba said there was. Tenzi rigba said, you send the lucky or
what?
Yingu with you send card and my ingu with you send card. It is a mutum bush aggregate or some little town to Urua.
No.
You got a hot and you go with Shan Urua.
No.
Tenzi rigba in a coat turned out too much to normal dunia. Tenzi rigba the lucky or
what? No.
And Chugged it now, the reverse name is some little time. Meaches on a country, some little town would a country, Javashi would a million dushi carisha would a. Tindra samrutan da de sangbud labi yorwa. Namdiyo rikba si te shio de lisi gidwa. Namdiyo rikba di ko su simjun duya. Ani mele pa chamba da cawa nyimdun java che tubya di labi yorwa. Di yindu rikba ne kandra jil lobzun shabi na di shio le gyure tapshi che gora. O shen le pengi yunga shen ge pengbe tundali di chigi yaa sanda shio le gyore. Di sonza ko rīpe nēngā tāla māchā nā sē sāng jēg mārē sūnguwa, rīpe nēngā kāl sānggu rē sē.
Nā.
Kēsē nām jī mē lē bē, ngā dē kāngā yō mā yī sū chū nā.
Nā.
Kēsē chān chū sēn bā kū lōb chōng chē mē kū bā kū lōb chēn shī yō mā rē sī kā rē.
Nā.
Kā rī lōb chōng kāngā, lōb chēn kāngā chī sō lō kāngā jā rē bā.
Nā.
Kī yī dō bē nāng bā chī nā kō. Sō chā nā dēng kē yī nā, kā lē kā kā rē chī mē nā jī. Shēn lē pēng bē chī lē kā chī chī yō rē bā.
Nā.
Hō ngē shēn pēng kī lē kā chī kī yō sōng hā sā nām dā kī chē bē chē nā, dī kē wā rē yō rē.
Nā.
Hō tā ngā pē shā rā yā tō tā lē kā chī kī yō sōng, yō nī tōng bī tō nē lē kā chī mā tō nā yō yō shē nā, kē wā rē yō mā rō kō, kū rō rō bā.
Nā.
Sā mē chā nē kō, tā ngā kē wā rē yō rē tī, kē chā mō rō bā.
Nā.
Tī rē sā mē kē sē chā yō sēn bē, nyam nē kī chā shē chī rē rō rō bā.
Nā.
Tī kē chā mō rē tī, chē bē tī rē.
Nā.
Nā. Nā. Sēm jē sū tō nā tā kī nē shī chā mbā tā tsā wā tā, tī rē tā nē tā kū yā, nē rī chā tā tā, tū jā kō chī, sā mā tā chī tā dū nē tā tā kū yā kū rī chī tā kū yā, nā mī nē.
Nā. Tī
yā kū mbā tā rī kē rī tā yā kī chū rā.
Nā. Nā. So then, to sort of sum up, how does one practice the Buddhist teaching in, there's, like we were just talking about, developing these attitudes of being loving and, what did he say? Having a loving attitude or a compassionate attitude, an attitude of sympathetic joy, and then impartiality, and increasing these in whatever you do to the best of your ability. But there's also in whatever activity you're doing to try and do it from an attitude of that it's helpful to others, that what you're doing is helpful to others, whether it's, you know, whatever your business or your work is, you know, that you, this is the way I'm doing something to be helpful to others. It's not, if you think along that way, then your actions are constructive. If you're just thinking, I'm just doing this to make some money, and then, you know, I don't care about others, and you know, that kind of an attitude, then what you're doing won't be constructive, won't be helpful to others, and also it won't be virtuous action. So then, like when a bodhisattva, somebody who's really helpful, has this altruistic intention to attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings, when they enter into various activities for the sake of others, there's nothing basically that they want to learn whatever they can as long as it's helpful to others. So then there's like five areas of knowledge that they study, basically. One is just, I guess grammar, we call it usually, but it's just language and learning, you know, helping others to learn how to speak and talk. Then there's medicine, I think, anything that's helpful to others to overcome any kind of illness and so forth. Then there's crafts, you know, building things, making things, something that creating things that are helpful to others. Crafts and some manufacturing, you could go with that too if you want to make it a little larger than crafts. Crafts sounds like a crafts fair or something, but manufacturing. And then there's logic, I guess it's maybe logic and reasoning, just learning how to understand things so you can so you can reach the meaning and penetrate to the meaning of things. And then finally there's an area of knowledge that's called, well, Buddhist knowledge. You know, the learning Buddhism means really mind science is what people translate it now as, you know, knowledge of how, you know, basically how to think, in a constructive manner, so that you're able to discipline the mind, or learn self-control, and there's different ways of saying that, in order to master your mind, basically, to bring your mind under your own control. Those are areas that the bodhisattvas practice, but there's basically, those that the bodhisattvas learn in, but there's basically anything, and they do that with an attitude of being helpful to others, and therefore it becomes what we say virtuous or constructive. Then it's very important to keep in mind that there's one thing that'll make these your cultivation of love and compassion. What do you say? Will prevent your cultivation of love and compassion. That is anger, hostility, belligerence, this kind of hatred, these kinds of attitudes will prevent you. Basically, if you have a loving attitude then towards others, and then friendly towards others, then everybody will be your friends, and you. What did it say? Quarter to three. This one says three. Oh, I see. Yeah. Then you have this anger that would, if you're always kind of belligerent and hostile and irritable, then nobody wants to be your friend, and nobody will, you sort of alienate everyone, is basically. So then you can sort of see from that, the difference between these two attitudes. So then it's very important just to, like when you get up in the morning, say, I'm not going to get, angry or irritable. The idea with anger is that there's this other, accompanying, I'm not going to be angry, but also I'm not going to let my mind get disturbed or agitated, is maybe a way of translating it. Because when you get disturbed and agitated, then immediately you're going to get angry out of that. So you have to sort of always be aware of that and try to get rid of that, keeping your mind kind of happy and peaceful and, sort of avoiding any kind of an irritable attitude, then it's something that then allows you to cultivate these views, these attitudes of love and compassion. So it's important to sort of make a kind of determination that I'll be patient if anything happens. I'll tolerate any kind of difficulties. I won't let my mind get disturbed and stirred up. And then at the end of the day, if you check and see, oh, whoops, I did get irritable and angry, and then you say, well, the next day, tomorrow, I won't do, I'll do better, And so just to always try to improve your mind, your ability to keep a happy attitude, a happy, peaceful attitude, then forms allows you to cultivate your love and compassion.
Do you do it?
Do it.